Clay pipe with bird bone stem, 1870s to 1890s. This long, thin pipe, made partially of bird bone, is nearly 30 centimetres long, about the length of a ruler. Its original stem has been replaced with the long, pale wing bone of a bird, which is thinner at the mouth end and slightly flared at the lower end, where the shank of the pipe's bowl has been inserted into it. The inserted shank has been glued into place with a clear adhesive that has yellowed with age. There are dark stains on the wing bone near its flared end, and also around the rim and the inside of the pipe's bowl. This pale clay bowl is shaped like a bird's egg with its top cut off, and the shank has been moulded to look like the foot of a bird of prey, with sharp talons that are clutching the egg. There are scaly bumps moulded into the foot and its digits, and a fringe of moulded feathers around the ankle or the shank. A tiny number 77 has been impressed into the shank just above the ring of feathers. More of the yellowed adhesive has been applied to a crack in the ankle joint of the bird's foot where it curves up to cup the bowl. The clay and the bone seem to have weathered and discoloured in much the same way, making the two disparate elements of this pipe appear to be almost all of a piece, and the bird theme is consistent throughout. Object label. Joseph Hatch was a New Zealand-based tycoon who grew rich from harvesting penguin and elephant seal oil on Macquarie and Heard Islands. His resourceful workers fashioned new stems for their broken pipes with bird bones found on the islands. For those toiling amid the rain and freezing conditions, a peaceful pipe was their sole comfort. Tobacco was rationed by the foreman, and tempers frayed if supplies ran low. Some resorted to smoking ferns or tea leaves. Donated by the Dean family.